bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome, indeed, to your Monday installment. I know it's a little difficult after the weekend. In addition to the BTN News Show, I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's April 11th, 2016. All the best technology news that did happen over the weekend coming at you in around 5 minutes. Well, while over the weekend, it seems that U.S. senators got together and said, you know what, we need to figure out how to deal with this privacy stuff and get a way around it. Yes, a draft version of a new Compliance with Court Orders Act of 2016 over in the U.S. would essentially force all U.S. companies to decrypt data they may have encrypted to begin with. Yeah, this is kind of sound familiar, isn't it, to U.K. residents right now, isn't it? Now, of course, everybody on the tech side is describing this bill as dangerous, encryption weakening, and anti-security. I agree with all of those. Now, the mention of encryption that's inside this bill goes as stated. A covered entity that receives a court order, yeah, to get your stuff, shall be responsible for providing data in an intelligible format. If such data has been made unintelligible by a feature, yeah, we're talking about encryption. So in layman's terms, the bill pretty much says, did you encrypt it? Well, we want it. You gotta unencrypt it so we can read it. And yeah, as you probably guessed it, human rights groups, technological firms, you name the list, it just keeps going. Say basically this bill is incredibly one-sided, leaving no wiggle room whatsoever for companies. Now, it is just a bill right now, but if you are in the U.S. right now, yeah, I think you should be keeping an eye on this one. Speaking of keeping an eye on things and security, as most of you know, this podcast is recorded in the Philippines. Yes, that's where I live. And it seems where I live, we just had one of the biggest data breaches ever. Now, those of you who have not heard this in the news, the database for the Philippines Commission on Elections, yeah, it was compromised at the end of March. Actually, the Comelec website was defaced first, and now they've got all users' data. 55 million voters' data, that is. Even though the Philippines Commission on Elections said back on March 27th that only the website had been hacked and not their database. And it's seem to be the case now, does it? Now, interesting enough, Trend Micro actually let the Philippine Comelec know the vulnerabilities in their systems long before this, and in particularly the automatic voting machines that will be used in the upcoming national elections coming next month. Yes, May 9th. No, it must be said, personal information might not directly affect the upcoming election here in the Philippines, but it does potentially leave millions of individuals who could actually be targeted by criminals once they got all their information in hand. As for the Philippines Comelec on this, they haven't announced any response to the breach. They're quite mum about it. I guess that was just the weekend. Alright, let's get to a bit of uplifting news now. After those two stories, Plex on the web, yeah, it's getting a little bit better. Particularly for media searches. Yeah, that's right, Plex has gotten a heck of a lot better at helping you find that favorite movie by introducing a revamped dashboard for its media front end. Now, when you search for things, it finds everything across multiple categories as you type it out, making it a heck of a lot faster, and let's face it, if you forget how to spell something correctly, doesn't make you look so much like an idiot anymore. Oh yeah, that's the one I'm looking for. Navigation also got a heck of a lot easier too. You're going to get all those latest discovery features front and center. So Plex fans and users, if you haven't checked it out beyond your native apps that you use, you might want to log on in. It's actually quite nice. Have you gotten an Apple Watch already? Well, I might have some bad news for you. Your watch you just bought might be old here in a few months. Yeah, we're hearing the rumors about a thinner casing being introduced sometime in June for the Apple Watch 2. Now, before this, yes, the rumors did say September of this year, but heck, who knows? The rumors, they can change whatever they want to. Just like the thickness of the watch, which we're hearing is about 20 to 40% thinner than the original. That's a hell of a gap, yes, I know. Now, other than hearing that potential huge leap of a 40% thinner casing, which is probably highly doubtful, we're also hearing about much improved battery life, thank goodness, along with GPS, which I couldn't believe was on it in the first place, and a FaceTime camera. Again, could not believe it wasn't there in the first place. June is just a few months away, as we know, and we've not seen any leaked parts, so don't hold your breath on this one, but it would be nice. That way, the September event could all be dedicated to just the iPhone 7. We shall see. And finally, we're going to take you down to the Sunshine State in the USA. Yeah, I'm talking about Florida for this one. And apparently a dude that has seen the Back to the Future 2 movie way too many times. Now, unlike Biff going after Marty, no, this is more involving police, drugs, and what's supposed to be a hoverboard, but it actually has wheels, so we're not going to call it a hoverboard. Now, apparently how this all went down is cops were investigating an era known for drug activity, man. And that's when they approached this dude on his board with wheels. Apparently, Finally, the dude, knowing that he had the illegal crap on him, decided, hey, I'm on a boar with wheels. I can outrun the police, right? And that's exactly what he tried to do. Unfortunately for the suspect, but great for the cops, before he could actually get moving forward, he was already apprehended. Yep, ain't the best getaway vehicle. What a dumbass. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. The British Tech Network website, open 24/7. Get on over there. Check it out for all the great shows. BritishTechNetwork.com. Also, while you're over there at the British Tech Network website, guess what? Oh, yeah. The British Tech Network Bash is back. Yeah, British Tech Bash 2016 going to be in full swing on the 23rd of July of this year. And as always, if you want to have the curry night before, too, on the 22nd, yeah, you can do that as well. Just head to BritishTechNetwork.com/bash tickets. That'll take you over to the page. You can get your ticket, of course, just for the bash. You can get your ticket then for the curry night. I recommend getting both. Get them while they're hot because they're going quick. Also, don't forget, you can follow the BTN Network on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger and the BTN community over at our Slack room. Get in there. Get on it. BritishTech.slack.com. As for the new show, indeed, we will be back for your Tuesday installment, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, kick back, pretend like you're working. It's only Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.